This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. One of the candidates for Congress in next year's election has been making her way through the area today, and among her stops was here at our studios. We talked to her when she announced her run, Esther Joy King. She is a candidate for the 17th District Congressional seat that current Congresswoman Sherry Bustos holds. She is one of two Republicans that we're aware of so far that's running for the seat, and she joins us here in studio tonight. Thanks for coming in.
It's wonderful to be with you.
Very glad to have you, for sure. I'll just start out with probably the hardest question first here. We're talking, I mean, we're recording this conversation, but we're recording it at the time the impeachment hearings are starting in the House. Is this process necessary, or are lawmakers wasting a lot of time here, do you think?
Well, Will, I certainly think that the government is not serving us through this process. I've spent all day in Galesburg community, mm-hmm. and my question when I think of impeachment is, how does it help our daily life? There's so many more things that we could focus on, like the USMCA and things that do affect us here in the 17th. And the impeachment is not moving forward for our community.
I think of it in terms of, you know, regardless of where you fall on what President Trump did or didn't do, it seems like a lot of wasted effort and a lot of wasted maybe time and money when you're not 100% sure, I think, of what the president did do.
Yes, well, and there's premeditation in this process from some of the extreme left politicians. And yeah. I heard a story the other day that the first article about impeachment was published 19 minutes after the inauguration. And so this has been a pathway for some time. And I say, let's focus on what matters to us. Let's do things. Let's have our government function for our lives, our daily lives. Like what we care about is, how is it helping our family? How is it growing our community? How are we bringing more jobs in? How are we serving each and every person in the 17th and in Galesburg? And I don't think impeachment is really helping us in that way.
You're an attorney. The thing that always has bugged me about this is that the definition of, well, there really isn't a definition of high crimes and misdemeanors. It seems so open, such an open-ended thing for what could be, in theory, a serious accusation.
You're right, Will.
You mentioned USMCA. What is that?
Yeah.
For folks who don't know.
Yeah, so it's the United States-Canada-Mexico Agreement, mm-hmm. and it affects our trade with those countries. And it's really directly affects a lot of people in this area because of the effect on agriculture and the agricultural industry. So how we trade our corn and our soybeans with Mexico and Canada is directly affected by this trade agreement that is being held up by Nancy Pelosi right now.
There have been farmers in this community, though, that I think are both pleased with President Trump and some that are frustrated because of some of these various trade issues that he's had with, say, China, for instance, one of the main markets for corn and soybeans for the U.S. And they both appreciate some of what the president has done, but don't really like the fact that one of their perhaps main sources of income is kind of being cut off somewhat.
You're right, Will. And when I'm out talking with farmers and people that are affected directly by this tariff war or the USMCA being held up, that is something that that's on their mind, and they wanna support what the president is doing. I've talked to a lot of people that think it is right to hold China accountable, and President Trump is the first president to ever truly double down on holding China accountable, which is great. However, the farmers can't continue to take it on the nose for the entire U.S. economy in this instance. So, yeah, it'd be great to have some solutions rather than dysfunction in Washington, D.C.
Is the president, though, causing some of that dysfunction with some of these, especially some of these deals with like the trade deals with China and some of the other countries?
Well, he is being direct with China and holding them accountable, which mm-hmm. is a good thing. I also think that there's a lot of dysfunction in Congress. And so I want to go to Congress to be able to solve that. And I'm not idealistic or naive in this, but I am one person and one person can make a difference.
The thing about Congress that seems to always strike me is that, I mean, regardless of party and regardless of who the candidate or the politician is, it seems like they start out with good intentions and wanting to work for the people in their district. And it seems, again, regardless of Democrat or Republican, I almost feel like that they end up being more out for themselves the longer they stay in. Do you think you can avoid that if you're elected?
Well, Will, I know that I can stay grounded. I can stay connected with people in communities here in the 17th. I can come talk to people. Like today we were with KCCDD and got to meet people that are being advantaged and getting job training, and they have disabilities, and yet they're able to become functioning members of society because of the programs that are going on and helping them learn tangible skills, which is just so cool. And so for me, what that means is I get to be with people, see what's happening, and stay grounded with what matters to our community. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps. And so I can't predict what's going to happen in the future. None of us can.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that I want to stay connected and be part of what's going on here in the 17th and not get caught up in the politics of it.
What sorts of other things have you been hearing from voters as you've been out campaigning the last couple of months?
Yeah, well, we care about our daily life. We care about our families being taken care of and prosperity for having good lives. Mm-hmm. And so some of those issues are healthcare. We care about the price of healthcare and finding common sense solutions to that. We care about immigration, how that affects our community. How do we make sure and take care of the people that are in our community and welcome new people into our community through legal means? And then when I talk to people, one of the top issues on people's minds is just the division in our country and how do we stop being polar opposites and come together and find solutions that work for everyone?
It seems at times that as much as we talk, and a lot of us are, I guess, acknowledging of the fact that there is so much political divisiveness in this country, and as much as people talk about trying to make it better, it never seems like it gets better, does it?
It's a fight worth fighting.
Yeah, certainly is. What sorts of other things have you been hearing about? You have a very interesting story in that you started out and spent a portion of your life near the border. You've served in the military and still are, and for which we're appreciative. And I imagine as much telling your story about is just as important as some of the issues that you hear from people, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm early in this process, and getting to know people and having people get to know me is one of my favorite parts about this. I love making new friends, and mm-hmm. that's what I get to do all day, every day. And if it's okay with you, Will, I'd love to just jump in and share with people who I am.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, so I was born, my parents were missionaries when I was born. So I grew up in Juarez, Mexico, El Paso, Texas, right on the border there. And yes, like you said, I saw how immigration affects communities firsthand. Mm-hmm. And then after I went to Oral Roberts University for undergrad, after undergrad, I moved to Kabul, Afghanistan to work in human rights work. And that was impacting me in a huge way to really just see the contrast between Afghanistan and the United States and what a blessing we have called the rule of law.
Yeah.
And that inspired me to become a lawyer. So I came to Illinois to go to law school, practiced law, jumped into state government, then fell in love with business and became an entrepreneur. Then I ended up leaving my company. And as you mentioned, I'm now in the United States Army. So I'm a JAG officer, a lawyer in the Army. And I'm still in the Army Reserve. I did some time on active duty, and now I'm in the Army Reserve, and I'm working as a civilian attorney in the Quad Cities.
As you've campaigned, has anything surprised you? Has anything taken you by surprise or anything unexpected?
I get filled up every day. And I know I mentioned that I get to talk to a lot of people. It is my favorite thing to just listen and care and understand what people care about. That really, really matters. And I would say people that in this area, we're really hungry to just be listened to and heard and prioritized. And I don't think we're getting that right now. So that receptivity, people are so receptive, has been really surprising to me. I think we're ready for a change in this area.
Why do you think it is that, and obviously we're kind of talking about Congresswoman Bustos here, mm-hmm. why do you think constituents aren't being listened to?
Yeah, well, we've talked about the politics of D.C., and you asked me about, doesn't politics change people? And I think Ms. Bustos has been changed by the political process.
Okay. I'm almost out of time, but let me give you one more chance here real quickly in a minute or less to tell folks why they should, Republicans especially at this yeah. point, why they should vote for you in the primary.
Well, there is so much going on in our country. I do believe the 2020 election is a weather bell of what is happening in our country and what do we want for our future. And the 2020 election is a statement of we believe in freedom and we believe in American values. And so the choice before us in 2020 is, do we want to move towards the far left socialist democratic values that are being preached in like the Democratic primary, or do we want to double down on American values, the American dream and opportunity and access to opportunity for everyone and potential? Do we believe in our potential as a country? And so that's what I'm working for and would love to get to know everyone. My website is estherforcongress.com, and I look forward to continuing the conversation with everyone that wants to reach out.
Esther Joy King, Republican candidate for Congress in the 17th District. Thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for running.
Yeah, being part of the process matters.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Will.
Stay tuned. We will have sports and business news coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.